The Murthy Law Firm has been clarifying U.S. immigration laws and procedures for foreign nationals since 1994. Please listen to copyright information and restrictions at the end of this recording.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Immigration Insights with Aaron Finkelstein. I'm an immigration attorney at Murthy Law Firm with over 25 years of experience breaking down U.S. immigration law. Today I have an update on a new bill that could shake things up for immigration enforcement. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act, or H.R. 1, passed the House on May 22nd of 2025, and I'm diving into which part of its immigration sections might mean more investigations by ICE, the Department of Labor, and FDNS. That's Fraud Detection and National Security. I'll also touch on whether business owners should be worried. This bill still needs Senate approval and the president's signature to become law, so it's not quite fully baked. Let's break it down in plain terms. First of all, what are these agencies? Well, ICE, or Immigration and Customs Enforcement, handles deportations and investigates immigration crimes like human smuggling. The Department of Labor makes sure employers follow rules for workers on visas, like paying fair wages. And finally, FDNS, which is a part of USCIS, checks for fraud in visa or immigration applications. Any section of this bill that gives these agencies more money or reasons to dig into things could lead to more investigations. The immigration parts are in Title VII of the Big Beautiful Bill, and the one section that really stands out is Section 70114, called Combating Criminal Gangs and Transnational Criminal Organizations. It gives ICE $787 million to go after gangs, human smuggling, and trafficking networks. Plus, it funds general immigration enforcement and pays state and local governments to help. So what does this mean for us? Well, for ICE, this is huge. The money will likely mean more agents and task forces investigating things like illegal border activity or criminal gangs. So we can expect more raids, arrests, and checks on immigration status. For the Department of Labor, there's a chance of more investigations also if smuggling or trafficking involves workers being exploited, like being paid too little or forced to work illegally. Labor could look into employers tied to these networks as well. For FDNS, there might be some investigations if they can find fake visa applications linked to these criminal groups, but that's clearly not a focus in this bill. There are other sections on immigration in this bill that deal with issues like deportation or unaccompanied kids, but those sections don't affect all three agencies as much. Should business owners be worried? If Section 70114 becomes law, yes, some caution would be advised. If you employ workers on visas like H-1B or H-2B, or even undocumented workers, this section's focus on smuggling and trafficking could lead to ICE raids at workplaces to catch illegal activity. The Department of Labor might also investigate if they suspect you're underpaying workers or breaking visa rules, especially if your business gets linked to trafficking networks. FDNS could also check your visa petitions for fraud. If you're following all immigration and labor laws, you're likely fine. But businesses in industries like construction, agriculture, or hospitality, where visa issues are common, should double-check compliance. This bill isn't law yet. It passed the House, but it still needs to go through the Senate, where it only needs 51 votes because it's a reconciliation bill, and therefore it's avoiding a filibuster. Republicans have 53 Senate seats, so it will likely pass. If it does, the House and Senate might need to sort out some differences. Then it goes to the president's desk for a signature or a veto. If he signs it, expect more investigations, especially from Section 70114. So stay tuned. In summary, Section 0114 is the big one for investigations, especially for ICE, a bit for labor, and iffy on FDNS investigations. Business owners, especially those hiring visa-dependent workers like H's, L's, O's, and so forth, should keep an eye on this and make sure your paperwork, like your public access files and your I-9s, are solid. If you're not certain how to get your paperwork in order, or you just wish to perform a self-audit to be prepared, Murthy Law Firm can help. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time.
This is a free service. The content is the protected, copyrighted property of the Murthy Law Firm. Learn about our firm, how to engage our services, and more at www.murthy.com.